Well, you know what? Straight off discussion for this evening, a gunman, a white gunman in military gear, shot and killed 10 people at a Buffalo supermarket in the U.S. state of New York on Saturday. Now, what authorities have been calling, you know, just a few hours after the incident already, as an act of racially motivated violent extremism. Now, the site of the mass shooting, the top friendly market located in the heart of Buffalo's black community. And just a few hours ago, well, you know what, one killed, five wounded in a California church shooting. This is a ongoing and a breaking story, in fact, and, you know, the details of it, we'll try and keep you updated as the evening, you know, goes on. But joining us from Los Angeles, California, Teague Barry, activist at Code Pink. Good evening.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for joining us. I mean, let's start with the Buffalo shooting, Teague. Talk to us. I mean, what happened there? What do we know? We know that video was circulated, but then taken down very quickly thereafter. But thus far, it's been, you know, over a day or so. What do we know about the gunman and what do we know about his motivation?
Well, we know that... that the United States, these are sanctioned murders, and as far as I'm concerned. When the government does absolutely nothing to take the guns out of these evil people's hands, does nothing to control the distribution of weaponry around the world and mostly at home, and does nothing to stop these racially motivated shootings or, you know, bullying motivated shootings in like Parkland, where I was, where 38 students were murdered. You know, it's the state has the culpability here. I mean, granted, there is one person guilty for pulling the trigger, but the imperialist state of the United States is guilty of letting these events happen. And I think it continues to perpetuate a police state.
You know, T, when it comes to these particular type of shootings, these days in the media, I mean, how are they portrayed quite often when a white gunman, you know, has pulled the trigger? We see the media, you know, try and tarnish the articles or the writing up in certain ways, and where it's a person of a different minority, you know, well, they go full on that particular nationality or ethnicity or religion of the individual. In this particular instance, I mean, have they been fair in reporting the facts as it is, and have they called it what it is? I mean, domestic terrorism.
No, then they won't. They're domestic terrorism takes place on a daily basis. Be an African American youth in an underserved community here in the United States. You live in terror daily of your police force. This is called a police state, and these individuals are like the martyrs of a police state, an evil police state, an imperialist state that is running around the world killing people. It's got to come home. You know, they used to say this during the Vietnam War era, that killing is going to come home. The killing will come home when you set your troops out around the world, fanned around the world, creating havoc and mass murder. It's going to happen in your communities. And that's what happens today. It's going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to stop until there's a legitimate government in Washington that's looking out for the best interests of its people.
Well, the chickens always come home to roost, Teague, don't they? I mean, now on to the LA shooting.
Yes.
Give us the details of what happened here.
Well, I mean, we know that someone got their hands on some very powerful weapons, and they decided they didn't like individuals that were there at that store, and they went in and decided they wanted to kill as many people as they want. And there'll be another one that will kill as many people as they want. What was the motivation of the guy that shot 52 people dead in Las Vegas, the largest mass murder in U.S. history? What was their motivation? You can't. It's just pure evil and hate. And that's it's not boiled down to a jingoistic referral to somebody who's fighting for their freedom. This is people who just want to kill. And they learn this. This is a learned instinct. And it's because their government puts out a message that it's okay. And they put guns on the streets and say it's okay. And they send guns into a war zone and say that's okay. And people pick it up and they reproduce it on the streets every day in the United States. And it's not going to stop.
You know, T, when it comes to radicalization, and we've heard this term quite often, you know, radicalization of individuals, even the gunman there in Buffalo, he wrote a manifesto, some sort of a memo, a long, long one, wherein he praised mass murderers of before, venting his anger and his frustration on various, you know, random things. But is this being addressed in society, that this type of anti-social criminal behavior, these thoughts, need to be addressed? They exist in American society, and, you know, these individuals and whoever supports them in any way, whoever cheerleads for them, need to be called to book.
Well, this, in a normal country, that would happen. I mean, this is, in human history, this is an abnormality where the individual goes out there and just murders indiscriminately groups and members of his state. And I'm not talking about, despotic leaders that kill multiple, you know, many millions, many thousands of people. I'm talking about an individual who actually goes out there and gets enough weaponry just to shoot enough people to make his name into the newspaper. This only happens in this society. And it's people that are desperate. They're indoctrinated with hate and evil. And it starts from the very beginning. Racism is built into our governmental process. Racism has deep roots in our police force. Racism has deep roots in the military. Racism is our country. And until we throw off the shackles of this mental prison of where we can't identify our inhumanity towards our fellow brothers, it's just going to continue. And it's so sad. And there's no one that is capable of leading us out of it, except a really extremely charismatic leader like a Martin Luther King. This kind of thing might lead us out if we put our faith into leaders like a Nelson Mandela, who brought South Africa back. You know, these are the kinds, we need someone in this period of time, and I just don't see anyone stepping up and taking that mantle.
You know, finally, T, talking of those
gun laws.
It's
a very difficult, very sad time.
You know, talking of those gun laws that, you know, that we were talking about earlier on, I mean, one would think that after, you know, Columbine, after those type of, shootings that involved children especially, there would be better control of the gun market, the arms market in the U.S. But still, people even claim even today that you could walk into Walmart, you could buy a weapon, go home, go on the internet, modify that weapon on your own without even you needing to make an R5 or an AK-47 purchase, and nobody will think anything of it. In fact, they might just call you a good sport. When is this going to change in the U.S., and why this love and infatuation with big guns, the bigger the better?
Well, I don't know if you've heard of these things called ghost guns. They're enormously popular now and gaining popularity every day. They are guns that you buy on the internet, and you assemble your own gun at home. You decide what caliber and, all these different specifications. You build you order it on the internet, and it's not a gun at all. You never have to register it. You don't have to license it. You don't have to do anything. They haven't figured out how to create a law around that itself, which is insane that we allow this to happen. But these are being used in more and more murders, and it will, and in mass murders too. But as far as the government of the United States, it's long past due for them to make sane gun laws. The problem is that a very, very, very small minority of people in this country are extremely vocal, and they claim that they can get people elected or unelected from their seats. Now, no one is, everyone is afraid to test that theory. And I think there's, I don't know anyone who runs on a platform of only getting guns out of our society. So it's just going to continue. Europe has same gun laws. South Africa has same gun laws. The United States doesn't have same gun laws. It's easier to get a license to own a gun or you know, just own a gun than it is to get drive a car. And a car is a weapon that could kill a lot of people. But you have to be trained. You have to have a license. You have to register it. You have to have license plates. You have to have the safety equipment on the car. But you don't have to have any. You don't have to have gun laws. You don't have to have gun locks. You don't have to have safes. You don't have to have a permit that shows that you know how to use the gun. You don't have to register it. There's no. It's just the. It's a really a misnomer to call it the Wild West. It's not the Wild West. Wild West was never like that. This is modern chaos, modern anarchy, and nihilism that people are just running around in a society that's so unhinged as the United States. A world power, the unitary world power, is so unhinged that it lets its citizens run around mass murdering each other. The world should be fearful. The headlines of the Washington Post today said Russia is furious about Finland joining NATO, but they can't do anything about it. Russia is a nuclear-armed country, and one of our prestigious newspapers has headlines like that? It's just, this is an insane country. I can't tell you anymore. It's an imperialist state that's out of control, and the world had better start taking notice. And because this is being exported around the world now.
Teague Barry, activist at Code Pink. Thank you for joining us all the way from California. And thank you. Thank you for your time, Teague. And
thank
we'll certainly be touching base with you in future.
All right. Yes. Have a very good day. Bye.